The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And for the next hour, you'll be able to talk with Rose Gray by calling the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. I'm Libby Collins. And Rose, great to have you here, as
hey,
always.
Good to see you, Libby. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here and I know a lot of people are wanting to travel, but for various reasons, they're holding back. But you've got a way through Fox World Travel that they kind of do an armchair travel through the book club.
That's right. We've got a couple of options for you. So foxworldtravel.com, under the resources tab, you will find book club. And this month's book club is happening on the 19th of November at 6 p.m. The book is How to Be a Family, The Year I Dragged My Kids Around the World to Find a New Way to Be Together.
I love that title.
And I've read the book. And it is phenomenal. I think all parents have probably thought, am I doing a good job of parenting? Is there a place that they parent better than we do in the United States? Why are my kids such ungrateful, spoiled Americans? And so this has just been a great read. I also want to let everybody know before we talk a little bit more about it, Even if you haven't read the book, people say, oh, I really wish I would have jumped on that book club, but I didn't have time to read the book. You know what? You could just be a silent participant. Join the book club, watch it, listen, and it might inspire you to read the book after the book club. So Dan Coyce, his bio is on that particular page of our website, was actually raised in Whitefish Bay.
Really?
So he has a connection there. He will be on the call, as will your November book club host, Andrea Prater-Relly. She's read the book. She happens to have a special place in my heart. It's my daughter, as a matter of fact. She is the branch manager at the Sheboygan location, as well as our destination wedding branch manager. And she and I talked a lot about what this is going to be like. And as a mother of two kids, what would it be like to, because both of my grandkids, her grandchildren, have had passports since they were born. Like the order of business is leave the hospital and set up the appointment to go get your passport because you're going to need it. And so her kids have traveled fairly often and fairly internationally. So if you want to jump on, you sign up on our website, foxworldtravel.com, resources, go to book club, and there's a link to the RSVP or register now. And again, no strings attached. All we're saying to you is hear about it.
Is this done as like a Zoom call?
Or yep, how it is.
It's
a Teams call.
Okay.
Teams is the platform that we use.
Yeah.
Yep. And so you will get included in your response to your reservation, how to attach yourself to that Teams meeting at 6 p.m. on the 19th of November. And we give you, obviously, unlike some of the maybe Zoom calls or Go webinars you've been on, where we say your microphones are muted, you can't speak, we encourage people to speak.
Oh, wow.
We want you to grab your favorite beverage and sit down and ask Dan anything you like, what how in the world did you go all around the world?
Well, he must be a pretty entertaining guy because he's got a podcast called Mom and Dad Are Fighting.
Yeah, yeah. So he's very interesting. He's got two girls. I won't give anything away by letting you know because he tells you on the book cover that their destinations or the places that they are is New Zealand, the Netherlands, Costa Rica, and Kansas. And that is how, what a diverse, they lived 3 months in each of those places for a year. And how they did it is intriguing to me.
I'd love to know what their favorite place would be of the four.
That's, jump on the book club and ask.
I'm going to have to do that. He does sound very interesting, and I'm going to have to get that book.
Yep. So it's fun to do. I think this is about our fifth one that we've done. And, of course, we'll be announcing the December book club soon. So stay tuned for that as well. All but right. I think that's just a fun thing to do and learn about, well, Kansas. We might not have to learn too much about that, but the other three destinations.
I don't know, Kansas might be deceptive.
That's right.
I wait with that
one. Absolutely. So again, even if you don't have a chance to read the book in full or even a chance to get the book, if you're interested and you want to just hear the conversation, please sign up. We encourage it.
All right. Well, we're here with Rose Gray. And if you have some questions for the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open at 855-616-1620. We had some questions about Southwest Airlines, travels, all kinds of questions. So jump on in and get involved right here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And let's see, we've got some calls coming in on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line with Rose Gray. Let's go ahead and go to Perry in Glendale. And you're on the Fox World Travel Show, Perry.
Hi. I've come across a travel website called Travel Zoo. I'm curious if it's a legitimate site. And one of the deals I've seen recently is for Maldives and her thoughts of going there and complications, challenges, and whatnot.
Hello. Thank you. Yeah, so Travel Zoo is a legit thing. Now, what I worry about is it's a DIY type thing, right? And so what happens is legitimate tour operators and companies will put their unsold space on Travel Zoo. So Travel Zoo will vet these tour operators and they will allow them to put their information and their deals and their offers on their website. So yes, by all means. The thing is, if you are looking for help, if you are looking for professional help, that's not the place to get it, because that, you know, this is just like booking it on an online website. You're going to have to do all the research. The funny thing that you mentioned Maldives is that when people say to me, I'm dying to go someplace, where can I go? That's one of the places we do mention, because they are letting U.S. citizens in. So, you know, we are seeing traffic to that destination that we normally wouldn't see because they are allowing U.S. citizens to enter. So Travel Zoo is legit. You're going to be on your own. You know, you certainly can do it all on your own. And Maldives is a great destination and they're letting U.S. citizens in. So I say go for it if that's what you're looking for.
All right, Perry, thanks for your call. Good to hear from you. Got a text here on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Somebody's flying to Southwest next week. Is there a place on board to hang a garment bag?
Probably not. The last time I was on a, I was not on a flight. The flight attendant, somebody actually asked, can you hang up my jacket? And they said, those closets are sealed off because of COVID.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So you have to remember now, they're not opening any cupboards to get food out. They're not, I mean, so now it could be different. It could be different, but I would bank on the fact that there probably would not be someplace to hang your garment bag.
Okay, let's go to another call. Jeff on the East Side, you're talking to Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Morning, Rose. Good morning,
Hi.
Libby. How are you doing today?
Good. How are
great.
You?
Doing great. Say, Rose, earlier this week, I made the quick decision to spend just over a week in Homer in May in Alaska. And while doing some research, if anybody is interested in going to Alaska in May, there is really good airfare right now. I scored round-trip airfare from Milwaukee flying through DFW on American Airlines. Forget this, $322 round-trip.
That's unheard
of. Are you kidding?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It only cost $700. And so when I saw it, I was like, book it. I had $172 flight credit because I was supposed to go to D.C. earlier this year, but that obviously didn't happen. So instead of costing $150, and everybody wants to go to Alaska right now, not right now, in May, when it's actually good travel deal season, there's a lot of flights round trip out of Milwaukee. You'll have to fly either through O'Hare or DFW or Seattle, depending on who you fly, but for under $400 round trip. So if you want to go to Alaska in May, Jeff, your airfare soon, folks.
Which city is that to? Is that to
Anchorage?
It is to Anchorage.
So it's Anchorage. So my guess is one of the reasons that that's probably the case right now is because the cruise season doesn't start until 15 May or somewhere after that. And so I'm guessing the cruise lines have not gone in and scarfed up all of the good seats to hold in their bulk inventory for their cruise and tour programs. Because I know you're saying to yourself, Rose, a cruise can't go out of Anchorage. No, you're right, it can't.
Goes out of Whittier.
Exactly. But the land portion often starts in either Anchorage or Fairbanks. And so the cruise lines, Princess, Holland, Celebrity, Royal Caribbean, all of those cruise lines that did not get to operate in 2020 are looking very forward to a robust season in 2021. They're hoping everything's looking good, right? And so that cruise line goes in that and they buy up bulk groups of seats to accommodate their passengers.
So let me ask you this. So if you're not going to cruise and you take advantage of this low flight to Anchorage in May, how would you see the rest of Alaska?
There's a bunch of ways. So, Jeff, what are you going to do, if we can ask?
Well, this will actually be my third straight year to Alaska. Earlier this year, I was in Juneau for a week, and Homer was on my bucket list for Alaska. I'm probably just going to be doing a lot of hiking. I want to go to, I think it's pronounced Kamachek State Park that's right across the bay there. I want to do halibut fishing because I was able to do that in Juneau earlier this year as well. And just basically explore the quaint little town of Homer. It's gotten rave reviews, and I've heard so many positive things about it, and it's considered one of the more hidden gems of Alaska.
How are you going to get around Alaska?
I'm renting a car.
Oh, you are? You're going to drive through?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's not that far, actually, from Anchorage to Homer. One little quick tip, that's the bear capital of Alaska, so make sure you have your bear repellent if you're hiking.
Oh, yeah. When I first went last year to Denali National Park, I stayed at an Airbnb, and the host there kindly lent me their bear spray when I went up to Denali. It's definitely a must.
Yeah. Great. Well, if you do it and you want to share with us when you come back, we'd love to hear about it, especially that halibut fishing. Yum, yum.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, there's nothing like fresh halibut in Alaska.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for your call. If you want to get through to talk with Rose Gray, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open at 855-616-1620. We've got a question here about the El Dorado Resorts on the text line. And also, we've got a very special Disney night coming up that Rose is going to tell you about. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we are here with... Oh, I like that music, Rose. Now, that would be which country that you'd hear that?
Well, that sounded like a mandolin kind of a thing, right? So maybe that was like Italian.
I kind of like that. Well, if you want to talk to Rose, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open at 855-616-1620. Another question here for you, Rose. Is there a big difference between the several El Dorado resorts in the Cancun area?
Yeah, there really are. So El Dorado Royale would be, so I should say El Dorado Seasides was the first El Dorado property. And there have been some huge changes to that property, and they're good changes. You can stay on what was the traditional side, and now you can stay on a more contemporary side. And we have specialists at Fox that can go over these details in much greater length. Then El Dorado Royale came along. El Dorado Casitas are the private structures that are on the same property as El Dorado Royale. You get to use the same facilities as the Royale, but there are bars and pools and some other features that you don't get to use if you're not staying at the casitas. It's a high-end type experience. Then there's El Dorado Maroma. Now, El Dorado Maroma was Joe and Dolores, the owners of these El Dorado properties, it was Joe Martinez's little dream place a zillion years ago, 35 years ago. He called it Mi Hotelito, my little hotel. And a hurricane demolished it before it even opened. And then he had a new design, and then he decided to do something different. Now, this is on Maroma Beach. It is very small. It has fewer restaurants to choose from. And it is much more laid back. Let's put it that way. I have actually talked to a honeymoon couple that said to me, it was too mellow for us, if you can believe it. But it is on Maroma Beach, and Maroma Beach is always in Travel and Leisure, Condé Nast, all the travel publications, top 10 beaches of the world.
Wow. Okay? So that's, is it that white sand?
It is. Oh, it is. So what are similar with all the El Dorado Royales is the gourmet inclusive product. It's called gourmet inclusive because there are, as we know, all-inclusive restaurants that are very moderate. Mm-hmm. There are steam table buffets and those kinds of things. This is all a la carte. This is all fresh. They have a hydroponic garden, huge garden, on the premises at El Dorado Royale. They produce so much hydroponic, organically grown produce that they now sell it to some of the other resorts outside of El Dorado. So the wine, the liquor, the food, the culinary experience, top shelf throughout the El Dorado experience. Each resort has it has some differences. And again, any one of our travel experts that are listed in our Mexico section on when you look for Find an Advisor would be more than happy to go over those details with you at 866-GO-FOX-GO. And we open at 10 o'clock on Saturdays.
All right. Let's see if we can get a real
11 quick... o'clock on Saturdays. Whoa, 11 o'clock on Saturdays.
Let's see if we can get a real quick question in on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Do any Rhine River cruises last for longer than a week? They've already done the Danube.
Yeah, some of them do. You can add on to them. There are additional things that you can do. So, yeah, you can find some 9-day and you can find some others. But typically, you've got to add two rivers to make it be a little bit longer excursion.
Yep. Sounds like a great plan. Well, we've got more questions coming up. Somebody has questions about global entry. There's a question about England. And your question on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Got a line open right now. You can give us a call on the Fox World Travel Show. Coming up next, it's back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray and some news about Disney World. Oh, it's all ahead right here on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And I'm Libby Collins along with Rose, and you can get through and ask your questions about travel on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. We'll get to some of your texts in just a moment. But Rose, I've got to ask you about this because I love Disney World.
Yeah, who doesn't, right?
I know. Now, for a while there, they were only letting in people who had already had reservations.
Right.
And then when they were closed, what's going on down there right now?
Well, things have opened up a little bit more. And we are now talking to people who are saying, we were supposed to go in March. We didn't go. We need to reschedule this. And what we're going to do is we're going to have one of our Disney Dream Team members hosting the show. But then we've got our Disney representative, our wonderful Frank, who's going to be on and tell you all things Disney. And here's the thing I love about what this is going to be like. It is going to be absolutely transparent. It is going to be honest as can be. They are going to tell you what's open, what's not, what parties are happening, what parades are happening, what it's going to be like moving forward into 2021 for those people who are going. And I really can't tell you that you would have two better people on this particular webinar than Marissa and Frank to tell you all things Disney. Marissa has been there some astronomical time, and she's been to Disneyland and Disney World and Disney Cruise. And Frank has just been working for Disney forever and has been our representative.
I'm curious because they're not doing what, the parades and the fireworks?
Some
right
of
now.
Them.
Oh, they
right,
are doing
right.
some?
We've heard a couple more parades have started up again.
Okay, are they adjusting prices because not everything is way it usually is?
They are not. They are absolutely not. So this is why, if you're thinking about going, and Marissa will be the first to tell you, if you've gone to Disney 2, 4, 6, 12 times already, and you want to go now, it's the perfect time to go. The crowds are down. The lines are non-existent. In fact, they're not even using fast passes right now.
Really?
Yep. But you need to know what you're going to get, what to expect, what that experience is going to be like. And she said, for those people who have been there, done that, and just want to hit the new features or something like that, that it's time to go. If this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime trip, you've got a multi-generational group of people and they're all going down for their first time, or some of these kids have never been before, let Frank talk you through when's the good time to go, when to start thinking about going. They also will hit a little bit on Disney Cruise Line. You know, so we talked last week about the fact that on the 31st of October, we assumed, and we were right, that the CDC no sale order was going to expire. That didn't mean they canceled it. It didn't mean they said jump on a cruise ship as quickly as you can. They let it expire. So how do you sign up for Fox World Travel's Platinum Partner Series featuring Disney? You go to our website. Under resources, you will find events and webinars. Then the first one that pops up after you click that is Fox World Travel's Platinum Partner Series featuring Disney. Learn more. Click on that. They tell you a little bit about what to expect. It's on December 1st, a Tuesday night at 6 p.m. You register. Voila. They give you the link to the meeting, and then you can virtually sit back and enjoy your, I don't know, maybe Dole pineapple whip that you've whipped up at home or something, the number one food seller at Disney World, and sit back and relax and listen to all things Disney. Get the information from an expert. Don't talk to your neighbors because they maybe have a whole different perspective. What are you looking for? What kind of experience do you want? That's what the kind of questions you can ask.
All right. And that's taking place December 1st, and you don't have to go anywhere. You can do it from home.
Exactly. 6 p.m. We'd love to have you join us.
All right. We're going to get back with Rose Gray with more of your questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Plenty of questions here. Everything about Christmas trips to going to England. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It's 65 degrees at 9:45. Let's go back to some of our questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line with Rose. Okay, Rose, somebody's hoping to go to England at the end of the month. Are they allowing citizens, U.S. citizens, to enter?
This is a website I would have them look at. It's www, which somebody tells me, stop saying that. We all know it's World Wide Web. You don't have to mention that. Okay, but I do because I'm old. gov.uk/guidance. That is the website you want to look at, because there have been some new restrictions that came into play on the 5th of November. And it is a little bit dicey when you read it as far as, does this apply to only nationals or does it apply to people who are arriving as well? Now, one thing that you have to keep in mind, there are flights from the United States to London right now. They're there. So if they're offering those flights, who are traveling on those flights? Who are the passengers on those flights? So again, there's some new restrictions that went into place on the 5th of November. www.gov.uk/guidance, and check out the new information about what it's going to be like for you to travel to the UK, effective immediately, actually.
All right, let's go to some calls. We've got Ben in Lake Geneva. And Ben, you're on WTMJ.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
This is Don.
Oh, it's not Ben. Don.
Okay, Don.
Hi. I just booked a stay at the Fairmont Orchid in Kona, Hawaii.
Yep.
We've been there in years past. We're staying at the gold level of the hotel. That's on the fifth floor. They have food at their lounge just for the gold level. Like in the morning, they have light breakfast. In the afternoon, they have food out. One of the reasons I stay at this level, it's the food. You get you pay a little more, but you get the food.
Right.
And I'm just curious. It would kind of break the deal. And I don't know if there's any recourse if the hotel changes their policy and says no food. I probably wouldn't go.
What I'm guessing is going to happen, and I would reach out to them and definitely check this out, but what I'm guessing is going to happen is, in your past experiences, you have probably been able to freely go into that lounge area where that food is out at your leisure and take what you like whenever you like. I believe what they're going to do is continue to offer that food, but have somebody there manning it. So that it's behind a case and you're saying, may I please have that croissant? May I please have that jelly that goes with it? Rather than you taking it. That has been my experience, and that is what I have learned as I've researched places that formerly had what we would normally call a buffet style, and that's what that was. Yes. On the gold level, what they've done now is just encased that food and have somebody manning it so that you have to ask for it and they will gladly give it to you. And just like your experiences in the past, whatever you like, you get, but it's just a matter of you just can't go in there yourself and help yourself. Somebody's going to serve you.
Yeah, I would be totally happy with that. And a secondary question, getting into Hawaii, I know there's new protocol that you have to get a COVID test 72 hours or 24 hours. Do you know what the latest is in going into Hawaii?
I do, actually. So that has also just recently changed. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the producer to take your email information off the air, if you're cool with that. And I will send you the latest update because it's I found a document that has some pretty good links in it. And I've shared that with some people. So we're going to get your email information off the air. And when I get back to my desk this afternoon, I will forward that information to you.
Okay. And Isaac, I'll talk to you right now. Let me get to just a couple of quick text questions here. Somebody's global entry expired in the spring.
Yep.
And they heard they had stopped processing renewals. What's going on with that?
They're processing them again. You have to, Milwaukee is the only place that I know of. Now, we should let the listeners know there's a big difference, or they're not big, there's a difference between TSA PreCheck and Global Entry. TSA PreCheck, there have been places throughout the state. Central Wisconsin airport had a week where you could go and apply. Appleton Airport, not that long ago, had a week where you could go and apply. Global Entry, to my knowledge, the only enrollment center in Wisconsin for Global Entry is Mitchell. And it's on their website that they're open now for appointments from 2:30 to 8:30 Monday through Friday. There's a phone number you call, you make the appointment and all of that. So yes, indeedy, they are in fact processing global entries again.
All right. We've got a lot of questions for Rose. We're going to get to all of them right after this on the Fox World Travel Show. And it is 9:50 and 65 degrees at WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Okay, the Acumen Mortgage Talk and Text Line has really been busy, Rose. So let's get to some of these questions. Can you make a suggestion for a Christmas week getaway for a few adults? They want someplace warm and someplace where they don't need a passport.
Okay, so Libby and I talked about this off the air because she is a Florida.
We have a place in Florida. We have a place in Florida.
And I would say that if you are looking for somewhere warm over Christmas in the continental U.S., where it's the easiest place to travel without a passport at this point in time, I would go as far south in the U.S. as I possibly could get, which would be Key West, mm-hmm. which would be Miami, which would be Fort Lauderdale, which would be West Palm, those kinds of things. Because if you're thinking about the panhandle of Florida, Florida's a long, skinny state. And that part could not be that warm at that time of the year. Guaranteed warmth, I can't predict. I will tell you, quite a number of years ago, we took a family trip over Christmas to Fort Lauderdale, and it was freezing. It was the coldest December on record. Coldest December 25th on record. But as I said to Libby off the air, are we not having the most unusual stretch of fall weather in Wisconsin? So if I was going to pick a place, I'm looking at either Arizona or I'm looking at Florida, I'm going to go with Florida, and I'm going to go as far south as I can possibly get. Right?
I would do that. Yeah. And you know, I mean, cold down there isn't cold up here.
Exactly.
You might not be able to go to the beach that day.
That's the bummer part, because if you really were thinking that, now you could also think in terms of like U.S. Virgin Islands and things like that, because like St. Thomas, we don't need a passport for St. Thomas, but you've got some COVID situation.
That's what I was going to say is, can you get in and do you have to quarantine?
Exactly. So you want to ask those questions. So U.S. Continental 48, definitely Florida.
Okay. Question. California Disney, is it still closed?
No, I don't think it is. Let me just take a little look-see here. They have been doing some crazy things because COVID is crazy. And what happened is, just like everywhere, we had a resurgence, right? And so they had to do some closings and that kind of a thing. So let me just see if they are like open. You should just sign up for our little thing on the first, and then we'll find out for sure. No, I think they're open now. Okay. I really do. And Disneyland would be a good choice. It's going to be a little bit smaller, a little less busy and that kind of a thing.
But again, so, December 1st, do you want to sign up for that travel?
Because
show?
We're not going to just talk about Disney World. We're going to talk about Disneyland. We're going to talk a tiny little bit about Euro Disney and some of those kinds of things. And we're going to be talking about Disney cruises as well.
Okay, here's another quick question. We're thinking of going to Ireland and Scotland in May. They want to rent a car and travel around the two countries. Any recommendations?
Well, there's a couple of different companies. Again, my best thing to do, people think, oh, I'm going to not do a tour, so I don't really need a travel advisor. Quite the contrary. I think if you are looking for a FIT, as we call it in the business, foreign independent travel, what you really do need is an advisor. So my best advice is foxworldtravel.com. Underneath travel, you will find the vacation tabs, and the very first one is connect with an advisor. And if you pop in Ireland, all of our experts show up, and these are the people that can help you with a self-drive.
And keep in mind, it's two separate islands, so you'll probably need two cars.
Yes, unless you can find a ferry or something. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. All right, now, we are just about out of time, so let's remind everybody again about the book club and the Disney night.
Right. So the book club is happening on November 19th. This is How to Raise a Family. And it is, I've read the book. I will be on the book club. Andrea Pratarelli will be hosting the book club. We would love for you to join us. And then the other thing is, the Disney event is December 1. And you sign up for both of those things on our website.
And Rose Gray will be back with you next week. Money Talk is next, right after the news on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.